YouTube. Hope you can hear me. We're live. Inspiration Nation, welcome to another week on the podcast. I hope you're keeping well. As you can see, Lee and Ryan are not here, as you can see. And it's me today. There's been some unforeseen circumstances, but I hope you're keeping well. And as you can see, I just want to make sure that you're all with me. So don't forget, you can go there, go live on YouTube. We're going live on TikTok. So today, I'm going to take you through what the quote is today. And we're going to be talking about this. Okay, so this is Arthur Schopenhauer. And his quote was, or quote is, "You may accumulate vast amounts of knowledge, but it will be of less far value to you than a much smaller amount if you have not thought it over yourself, because only through ordering what you have known by comparing every other truth with every other truth can you take complete possession of your knowledge and get it into your power." So this is contemplating and thinking about all the things that you accumulate with knowledge and considering. And the reason I want to take this one on is because we tend to consume a lot of things, read a lot of things, but what are we actually doing with those things? And for me, it comes up with things like journaling, which I haven't done most recently. I do it as and when I'm really reflecting. I reflect quite a lot of the time. I think about things a lot, and I do need to really consider the things that I learn. I like to apply the things that I learn, and that's why I need to contemplate it. So, for instance, I play tennis, as you may know, right? I'm looking over here as well because I've got TikTok. Welcome, TikTokers. Thank you. Welcome, Celtic Aviation. Highly appreciate you. And you can't just watch a tennis video. So there's a great YouTuber called Ryan at 2 Minute Tennis, and I watch his videos a lot. So he teaches you a lot of things in his very short videos, but the reflection and contemplation, which Arthur Schopenhauer talks about, is you get it, how you're going to apply it. So the truth for me, how I apply this knowledge is I try it when I play the tennis. I apply it. I see what happens, and we see what works for me. And that's exactly how I do it. So I like doing that in terms of knowledge and application. For me, comparing every other truth in the quote is about application of the knowledge. So I do it with my coaching. I do it with my development conversations with leaders. You know, I try all the things like different questioning techniques. And latest, Robo Jose. So if you want to try Robo Jose, go into inspirationnation.org.uk. I've been passing him on to lots of other people, and they've been trying out. They think he's amazing. So what I will do is I will use Robo Jose to be my partner in crime today. So we haven't got Lee, got Ryan. They make sincere apologies. Lee is moving. He's moving to a new abode, which we're really excited about. And Ryan can't make it tonight. Something popped up, and something happens in our lives, right? That's what happens. So it's really me here with you today. So feel free to ask any questions you want. Please send any questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. We're in the chat together. That'd be great. Don't forget to support the channel, inspirationnation.org.uk. Don't forget to share it. 5-star review. Go to YouTube. I'm live here on YouTube right now, so you can go up to YouTube, press a like, share that. TikTok, please like and share. Press that like button if you're on here. I know someone's on here. Don't forget to press that like button. The likes look like that, just like that. I'm just doing it. I'm doing it right now. So we need to get these lives out there, and that's all what will get this message out there. I like to deal with everyday challenges, which is challenging, right? Not about climbing these massive mountains, but every day getting up and doing your best. This is what this podcast is about. And the challenges that we face every single day. So this today is about the importance of reflecting on the things that you find out, the things that you do, and that's why we are talking today. So shall we find out what Robo Jose is going to tell us about this? What I've done before I came on, I actually preloaded Robo up on the actual quote. I've typed it in. I've not pressed enter yet, so I don't know what he's going to say, other than I'm hoping he's going to say something to what I say, but Robo's his own person, so we'll just see what he's got to say. But he's really cool. Don't forget inspirationnation.org.uk to try out Robo Jose for yourself. He can help you with all your challenges that are going with your life, leadership, all that stuff. So let's have a look. So inspirationnation.org.uk, Robo Jose, free to use, absolutely free. All I just ask you to do is just, if you are given a link, just click the link and buy the book through the link that you recommend. That's how we fund him. Okay, here we go. That's what Robo Jose has to say. Right, just sending him now. Let's see what he says. Let's see. Let's just have a look. See what he says. Giving him a minute. Here we go. So this is what Robo Jose actually had to say about the quote. Robo, my brother, he says this. So if you go to inspirationnation.org.uk, you can do the same. So embrace the power of reflection and critical thinking. That's what he says. So what a profound quote by Arthur Schopenhauer. It highlights the importance of not just accumulating knowledge, but also reflecting and internalizing it. Make it work for you. Like I said about tennis, you've got to internalize it, try it, see it works. As a life coach, Jose believes, or Robo Jose believes, that true wisdom comes from understanding and applying knowledge. Yes, applying the knowledge. Applying the knowledge, like I said, not just collecting information. Here's how you can make the most of the insightful quote. So it's just not about collecting. I did say this, didn't I? Can't just say, oh, I read that book, But what are you going to do with the book? What are you going to do with the information? That's the important part. That is the most important part. So Robo, my brother, has said this. He says, number one, reflect on your knowledge. Take the time to ponder over the information you gather. Consider how it fits into your existing beliefs and experiences, like I said, the tennis, or the coaching and doing leadership and helping other people. This reflective process allows you to truly understand and integrate new knowledge into your life. Stephen Covey talks about this as well, where if you are learning something, like reading a book or absorbing new knowledge, teach it to someone else. If you can teach it to someone else, then you've understood it. And thank you so much. Star for liking the live. Hello, Fragrance Logic. Thank you for joining. That's number one. Number two is critical thinking. Engage in critical thinking by questioning the information you come across. Compare different perspectives. Analyze the validity of sources. So I've just come across this great website, David Shapiro, who I watch a bit on YouTube, really like him, come up with this brilliant AI news feed called Perplexity. Really cool. As independent as you can get it. Doesn't always 100%, but it's pretty much independent, which is good. But again, validity of resources is so important. And challenge assumptions. Don't make assumptions. That's what he's saying. This active approach to learning helps you deepen your understanding and form well-rounded opinions. That's what we need to do. We need to consider every angle, right? That's number two. Number three is connect the dots. So he says, by comparing different truths and ideas, you can create a comprehensive framework of knowledge for yourself. This interconnected web of information not only enhances your understanding, but also empowers you to apply your knowledge effectively in various situations. And I find this when I coach or have development conversations with others. When I absorb and apply the information, after a while, it becomes embedded within you. So you don't need to sort of actively look and think for it. It's there. You just draw on it when you need it. As Bruce Lee says, the tools will strike at the right moment when you've learned it well enough. I love that, by the way. It's such a cool, such another cool quote. So Jose goes on to say, my brother, remember, you can go catch him at inspirationnation.org.uk. Remember, knowledge is not just about what you know, but how you use the knowledge. So take time to reflect, analyze, and integrate your knowledge to truly make it your own and harness its power in your life. I love that. Thank you, Robo. What a great, insightful quote there. And really cool. And that's what this is about, right? This is exactly what it's about. So what's the point? The point is application. So my question to you watching this video, how will you apply this? What have you learned? Or if you're not reading, what can you read? What can you watch? What's the notes that you can take from that? And what will you apply? I'm going to ask you one question, okay? The one question is, whatever you've learned, how will you apply it? I'm going to ask you one other question, but not how will you apply it, when will you apply it? And what I'm going to say to you is put a line in the sand. What day is it? Is it tomorrow? Is it in the next hour? Choose a date, not too soon, but not too far in the future. I would say a date around maybe in a day or two would be great. So let's just say I'm recording this now or live stream on Thursday 11th. Let's just say tomorrow, which will be Friday the 12th. Why not set the date for that? And if you're watching or listening to this later, just choose 2 or 3 days. Write it in, write it down on a piece of paper and commit to it. And there you have it. With a go. So what's my big takeaway from today? I love what Robo said. So when I see what Robo said, it was really good. So for me is connect the dots. That's my one. That when you understand that power, once you internalize it, it'll then come out naturally when you need it. And that's what I love from that. I'm going to ask actually Robo, because what did you learn from this, Robo? I'm going to ask him a question. I'm going to ask him a question and see what he comes up with. I love this, by the way. It's so cool. I'm going to ask him and see what he goes. Okay. It says it resonates deeply with him as a life coach. Significance of acquiring knowledge, but also reflecting on it, applying it in his life. One key lesson is a reflection, of course, and connection with different pieces of information. That's what he said. Critical thinking, remind him the value of critical thinking in processing knowledge by questioning, analyzing, and synthesizing information. And then application in coaching, which is going to be my favorite, of course. As a life coach, this quote serves as a reminder to encourage my clients to not just passively consume advice or insights, but to actually engage with them by reflecting on their thoughts and experiences. They can better understand themselves and make positive changes in their lives. And Robo says this: I always strive to embody the principles of continuous learning, growth, and reflection in my own life and in my coaching practice. So if you'd like to ask this question, so you can go further. If you'd like to delve deep into this quote, how can you inspire personal development and growth? Feel free to ask more context. How do you think reflecting on your own experiences and knowledge can enhance your personal growth journey? And in what areas of your life do you feel reflection could have a significant impact right now? So reflecting for me is a big impact. I reflect after every session I have with leaders or interactions. In fact, I reflect on, there's one thing that I know I needed to do was the power of silence. And that's something I'm picking up right now. And I'm going to be more silent, not so much talking, and much more less talking and more listening, and really just saying a few words to empower and a few words of like questions that are less than, say, 5 words. That's what I want to get to. And then just leaving it in there and just letting the other person think about them. And that's for me as well. So asking myself questions and seeing where I go with it. There you go. So there we go. That's our live stream today. How many minutes of that? 12 minutes. It's a short one today because we've got no Ryan, no Lee. Just imagine if you want to go off and support the podcast, bitinspirationnation.org.uk, go to Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Please, can you write a 5-star review, share it with other people, download it, all that stuff, and it will be great. You can catch us all on social media, my TikTok, you're on there now, my TikTok, inspirationnation.org.uk. TikTok is Inspiration Nation. Instagram is Jose Noy Inspiration Nation. I'm also on X, Inspiration Nation. As you said, I'm all over the place. You just type in Jose Noy Inspiration Nation, you'll catch me everywhere, and that will be cool. Thank you, PB, for joining. I love you all for joining. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining today. I really do appreciate it. That's it for this week. There you go, Arthur Schopenhauer. And just a one last thing before I go, just so you may want to know who he was. So I did a little bit of research because I love getting these inspirational quotes. So Arthur Schopenhauer was a German philosopher. He is known for his 1818 work, The World as Will and Representation, expanded in 1844. He has been dubbed the artist's philosopher on account of the inspiration his aesthetics have provided to artists of all stripes. He's also known as the philosopher of pessimism, as he articulated a worldview that challenges the value of existence. So that's where he sits. And he talks about the compassion is the basis of morality. There you go. There's a little bit about him. So really cool, really powerful. And I've got a message. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you, Diesel, for joining. Appreciate you. I'm just about to end the live. Thanks so much, everybody. Catch you next week. Next week, Lee and Ryan will be here. So don't forget, catch the podcast. Loads and tons of episodes. We're on, what episode are we on now? Oh, we're on crazy episode. I think it's 270, potentially, I'd like to say 270. I think we're on 270. I think so. Give me a second. I'll just check that. Let me see if I can check that. Let me just see if I can check that. Let's just see. Just trying to think how I check it. Oh, I know. I know I can check this. So let me just check this for you. So if you go to inspirationnation.org.uk, in fact, I can check it here. Why don't I do that? If you go on the same page as Robo Jose, you go to podcast. On the podcast element, well, sorry, go back. On the podcast, if you go back to the podcast, we are on episode, what episode's that? 264. We're on episode 265. I was a little bit ahead of myself. So episode 265. So you could, you could have loads of episodes to listen to all the time. So anyway, much love. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. And I'll catch you in the next episode. So Inspiration Nation, and I'll catch you guys later. There you go. And that's ended the stream. End. There you go.